Yes, indeed. You're listening to Talk About here on Radio Kerry, and it's Amber Galway with you this afternoon. If you've a view on anything we've spoken about so far, or if there's another issue that you'd like us to be raising, do get in touch. You can call 066 712 3666, or you can text us or send us a WhatsApp message on 083 300 3300. You can also send us an email. It's talkabout@radiokerry.ie. Now, it's a stressful and busy and expensive time of year as well for many people, and many people are struggling to make ends meet given the cost of living crisis. To speak about this in a little bit more detail, I'm delighted to be joined now by Sinead Donnelly, who is the area president with St Vincent de Paul here in Kerry. Sinead, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, Amber.
Sinead, as we know, it's an exceptionally busy time for St Vincent de Paul, I think, this time of year. And I think you've noticed an increase as well in the southwest region in terms of people reaching out for your help.
Yeah, I suppose at the moment we've seen an increase. It's recorded at a 20% increase, Amber. And, you know, Kerry itself, about 3,200. But we actually believe, as an area, it's a lot higher than that, because we would have people reaching out directly to conferences in other areas. So I think it would actually be a lot higher than that. And it's from people that are telling us all the time that they've never contacted St Vincent de Paul. So our record of first-time callers has that is the one that has the biggest increase at the moment.
Okay. And I mentioned the cost of living crisis at the start there. Is that what's driving the increase in calls, I suppose, and especially from people that haven't had the need to reach out to you before, maybe?
I think it is, really. And what they're saying is it's an increase in every part of their life. I suppose they feel that it's not one sector that is going up. It is everything, you know, from their car insurance to their fuel to their food. But really what we're seeing is the struggle. It's actually for the very basics. It's for food, it's for heating in the home, keeping the lights on. So it is that basic at the moment. And these are from families who would be working. And it is really just showing the change in the profile of who would reach out to St Vincent de Paul, people that would have always been able to keep up with their bills. So when we go out and we meet them, one of the things that they would say a lot is, I was okay until, I was doing fine until. And when we speak to them, I think they were doing okay, but they were just about keeping their head above water. And it would take maybe one bill coming in that they weren't expecting, a bill from school for something for, you know, somebody in school going age, or illness in any way within the family, or losing a job. And that is when things really start to spiral down within the home.
Okay, that's terrible to hear. And I think it's kind of frightening as well, probably, because it's often the case, isn't it, Sinead, that the numbers needing help might actually be quite higher than what you have there, because not everyone will actually reach out and contact St Vincent de Paul to look for that help.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that I really want to dispel out there about who should contact St Vincent de Paul. For us, as a society, if there is a need there, we will respond. And that is really, you know, if you feel that you are struggling at the moment, reach out to us. That is what the Society of St Vincent de Paul is there for. So reach out to us and we will help.
It certainly is. And I know in a bit, continue the work that you are doing at St Vincent de Paul here in Kerry and beyond as well. You are holding an annual fundraiser. Can you tell us about that, Sinead, maybe? And I suppose how important it is to you to get those funds in.
Well, it is. And like I said there, that we can respond to the need, but we can only respond to the need if we have the funds there, if we get the donation. So, you know, it's a two-way street. We'll give out what we get in. So for us at the moment, we have the car draw at the moment. So you can buy a ticket for that on www.svp.ie. You can go into any of our shops as well. There's a QR code on posters in the shops. You can scan the QR code and purchase your ticket. That is probably one of the most direct ways that you can do it at the moment. Tickets cost €10 each. There are 3 tickets for €25 or 5 tickets for €40. And there's a lovely list of prizes there. The car draw was actually won last year in Kerry. So you never know.
Brilliant.
Again, we might get lucky and bring the car home, which would be very, very good. And another way as well, we've our Churchgate collection. So we've our Churchgate collection of the 13th to the 14th. That's in every church across the country. And it is our way to get the funds in. But anyone can donate in any way. You can go into a shop and donate. You can go online and donate. You can contact any member of the St Vincent de Paul. And there's a number of ways that you can contribute. And it really is, I just want to put the call out there that you know people in your life that are in need, but there's a lot of people that you don't know that would be in contact with St. Vincent de Paul. That's how we walk. We walk very discreetly, and it's all done behind the scenes and highly confidential. But that is why it's not known that a lot of people are accessing our resources. Mm-hmm. So the need has never been higher. We've never been in such a situation where we need to get money in, because the demand is coming in every day. And normally with St. Vincent de Paul, this would be the high volume time. There would have been recovery maybe during the year, and it wouldn't have been such a demand on our resources. But now what we're finding is there's no seasonal adjusting to need. It's there all the time, and it is just now at its very highest. Okay. So I think, you know, normally we would see bills go down during the summer, but maybe they were so high last winter, they're still there. People are still paying them off. So it's not really changing that trend. I think at the moment, trends are something of the past. Now we see that, you know, who is being affected by the cost of living crisis. It's the new, we now have the new working poor. You can have families where the two people are working, but they still do not have the means to meet, you know, the bills that are within their home.
Yeah, which is very, very difficult as well. And I suppose in keeping with that as well, and you did kind of touch on it earlier on, but it's probably no harm in mentioning it again, Sinead. Like, we're in the height of the winter, I suppose, essentially now, you know, there's cold, dark evenings. And if it is, if someone finds themselves that they are struggling maybe and they've never reached out before, it's important to note that there isn't any shame in asking for help, because asking for help, that's the very reason that you are there, I suppose, is to help people where possible.
Yeah, there is. And I think there's great empowerment in asking for help. You should feel proud of yourself if you ever ask for help, because all you're doing is putting up your hand, and know that you're not alone in that. We will help you. We will be there for you and hope that you're not on your own. But there's more people where you live, where you work, where you do your shopping. There are more people reaching out than you know. So have no shame in it whatsoever. Asking for help, you should be proud of doing that.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's a really
it is very, very important. And also, you know, if you don't qualify for anything, this is what a lot of people are saying to us. I qualify for nothing. So I must pay for everything. That doesn't happen with the society. Like I said, if there's a need, we will respond. So if you're being told no for everything you're applying for, we will help you.
Okay, that's great to hear. Just remind us before we finish up, Sinead, when is the car draw taking place?
So the car draw, I suppose the closing date for the car draw, I'm just looking down through the list here now. Okay, so final day for entries is 12 o'clock. I wanted the time, actually, is January the 9th. And the car draw itself will be Wednesday, January the 14th. So there's another little bit to go. So even if you want to give, let's say, a ticket as a present to somebody, buy it in their name, anything like that, it's another idea for a Christmas gift.
It certainly is.
Yeah, so you have until the January the 9th to buy your ticket.
Brilliant. And just before we finish up, if anyone listening and they feel that they might like to reach out to SVP in Kerry to get some help, how can they contact you, Sinead?
Very easy. The Kerry number is 066-712-8021, or you can contact www.svp.ie and go through the contact Kerry office through that as well.
Fantastic. Well, Sinead, thanks very much for talking to me this afternoon, and hopefully people will enter the car draw and give you the support that, you know, to help families throughout Kerry. That's Sinead Donnelly, who's Tralee Area President with St. Vincent de Paul here in Kerry, talking to me there.